Yeah, we're looking at a little bit more storminess, I guess, if you want to call it that. Some drizzle and some rain, but still fairly pleasant around the French Quarter. Not that many people are around to see it. The tourists have essentially packed up and gone away for fear that the airport might be closed down. And in fact, after last night, I understand that the flights had been suspended. Most of the businesses are closed. Even Café du Monde, which is usually open 24 hours a day, is closed and will be until Thursday. Kind of an indicator of the seriousness that people are looking at this coming storm. Isaac is still a tropical storm, but expected to be a hurricane within the next couple of hours.
There are now evacuation orders, aren't there?
There are in many places. New Orleans is under an order, but it's more a strong suggestion than anything else. In some of the other parishes, Plaquemines Parish down south of here, people are being provided shelters in some locations. But it's really a matter of choice, I guess. There is no real mandatory evacuation. The police can't come in and roust you out of your house, but it's certainly a strong suggestion given the potential for flooding that this storm brings.
I saw a couple of compelling interviews with the New Orleans residents last night on the network news where you could see in their eyes they are still kind of suffering almost some post-traumatic stress from Katrina, and the thought of another hurricane coming through is almost more than they can bear.
Sure, and it's added to the sense of urgency, I think, for people to get out of here and not stand in the way of this storm as it comes in here. 1,800 died in Katrina, and certainly people don't want to see anything like that again. I talked to a couple of guys yesterday in the Lower Ninth Ward. I asked them, why do you keep coming back here? Why, you were displaced by Katrina, you moved back in here, now here comes this big storm with threatening flood levels as well. Why do you do it? And he says, because it's my home.